You are now listening to an awesome sermon from the St. Louis Dream Center. Grab a pen and some paper. You're in for a treat.
The subject we started last week is prepare to prosper. And in a nutshell, the Lord is saying that a lot of reasons that some of us don't prosper, and we said prosperity is not just finance. It's a part of it, but true prosperity includes so much more than that. To prosper means to do well, to succeed. Come on. All right. Anybody want to prosper? So it means to do well in your spirit. Amen. Going to heaven is prosperity. Going to hell ain't. Come on. Being under the influence of the Holy Spirit is prosperity. Being under the influence of demonic forces is not prospering. Come on. God wants you to prosper in your spirit. He wants you to prosper in your soul. He wants you to have a sound mind. He wants you to have control over your emotions. He wants you to have a will that's strong to choose what's right. Come on. Some of us, our will is weak. We choose what's wrong. We choose the wrong things to eat. We choose the wrong people to talk to and hang out with. We choose the wrong place to live. We choose the wrong jobs. Come on. You want to choose rightly. You want to choose what God would want you to choose. Do I have a witness in here this morning? How many of you want to choose what God wants you to choose? Come on, talk back to me. Let me know you're still here. Amen. It ain't going home. Amen. God wants you to prosper in your body. Come on. Even it was inspired in the book of Jude, I believe it is. Yeah, he was writing to Gaius, and he said, I wish, my brother, that your soul prosper even as I pray that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. He was saying, I want you to prosper spirit, soul, and body. God wants you to be healthy, not living with certain problems for the rest of your life. I mean, you know, we respect doctors, but we don't trust doctors. Come on. Because even though they may tell you there's nothing we can do, you're going to be on this pill for the rest of your life. In reality, what they should say, if they walked in humility, and I know some doctors like that, we don't have anything else we can do. It ain't mean that there's nothing else can be done. That's all we know. That's all we can see. That's all we got in the book to refer to. Come on. But my God, your God, says all things are possible to those who believe. So all God needs is a believer. I got any believers in the house? God wants you well. So in sales, you would hear a lot of people say, you know, this salesperson goes up and makes a sale, and it's a good sale. They say, boy, he was lucky. He was in the right place at the right time. No. He was prepared. He was prepared to get up out of his seat and go greet that customer. And he was prepared. He knew what to say, what to do. He knew what inventory we have or whatever the case was, what it is. It's saying, the harder I work, the luckier I get. Come on. What it's saying is, the more prepared you are, the more you can prosper. People that aren't prepared don't prosper. They miss opportunities. If you're prepared and the opportunity comes, and we're talking financially, you can seize the opportunity. It's been said, they always run these things saying, if you would have invested $100 in whatever 10 years ago, 20 years ago, Tesla or Microsoft or whatever the case, here's how much you would have today. But a lot of us weren't prepared to invest $100. We didn't have it, and you could have. I said, you could have. No, you don't know, brother, Pastor Rick. I really don't have the money. Yeah, you do. There's some money. You could have it. You could collect aluminum cans if you really wanted to prepare and take them every week and collect them. It may take you a little while to get $100 worth of aluminum cans, but it wouldn't probably take you too long, would it, to get $100 worth of aluminum can? And now you've set that $100 aside, prepared for an investment. Lord, show me where to invest this. I'm telling you, you got to quit thinking that living by faith is something just going to drop down on you like a ripe apple tree. Faith is involved in every step. Faith is involved in the preparing step. Come on. God had to prepare mankind that they needed a Savior. So the law came. The law was preparation, preparing the nations for Christ. Jesus, John the Baptist, came to prepare the way, to get people's mind and hearts ready to receive Jesus Christ. Come on. Preparation is not something that does not involve faith. One of my favorite scriptures, we read it today, Proverbs 16:3. It says, roll your works over on the Lord, commit them to the Lord. All your intentions and efforts, give them to Him. Be ready to be shaped by Him or directed by Him, and He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will. He will influence your thinking. And then your plans, preparation or plans, they're synonymous, will then be established and succeed. God is in the planning business. Come on. He knew what He wanted to do before He flooded the earth. So He had to execute some plans. It took Noah how long? 100 and some years to build that boat? If there wasn't no planning, the floods would have came and Noah would have went, whoa, what's going on? You know? But there's preparation time for prosperity. How many of you want to prosper in 2025? I said, how many of you want to prosper in 2025? You want to do well, spirit, soul, body, relationships, financially. There's going to take some preparation. We're doing some of it right now. Doing these 21 days of praying and fasting is preparing you so that you can hear and be aware of what the Holy Spirit is saying to you individually and to us collectively. Come on. Whew. Let me read the foundational scripture. That was just review. Amen. Psalms 37, verses 3 through 5. If you're a note taker, and taking notes is good, it helps you to remember, and you can't do something unless you remember it. If you don't remember it, you can't do it, right? So for notes, last week we primarily camped on and talked about the wisdom of preparation. And you can go listen to it. We talked about the story of the lumberjack and the sharpening of his axe. Amen. We talked about preparation for tests, preparing for tests, and those kind of things. There is wisdom in preparing. Come on. And to have success at anything, you need to have preparation. So by faith, God can show you what you need to do, each of us individually, and as a body of believers collectively, of what He wants to do in our lives in 2025 and the years to come. He can show you what you need to do to prepare. And last week we talked about some practical things when it comes to your finances. If you want to increase in your monies this year, some practical things you can do, you need to prepare. You need to have a plan on how you're going to direct and spend your money. And God will show you what to do. And a practical way to start, we talked about it last week, is to do a diary of your spending. See where every penny is going so you can really know where you are. Some of us think we don't have enough money to invest. You probably do. It's just probably going the wrong direction. It's probably going into soda. It's probably going into the latest, greatest fashion. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but back in the day, my sisters did their own hair and their own nails. Come. Okay, my voice went out for a minute there. Amen. Did y'all hear what I said, though? Back in the day, my two sisters did their own hair and did their own nails. Come on. There's a lot of money goes out in hair and nails. Because you know why I know? Because I see a bunch of shops. Them shops ain't open for no reason. They making money off of somebody. Amen. And some people, you know, growing up, I washed and waxed my own car. I didn't pay somebody $100, $80 to do it. There's money. I'm not saying you got to stay there, but if you want to prosper in any area of life, you've got to first prepare for it. Otherwise, if you don't, wherever you are and whatever you're doing now, if you don't know what it is, things you need to make changes, money is an amplifier. If God dumps on you more, it's going to go to the same things that you're going to right now. And you won't see prosperity. You may do better for a minute, but then you'll be crying the blues because now you live in this $3,000 penthouse, and you can't pay that bill. Come on. Because you weren't prepared for it. Many people, we don't believe and we don't advocate at all gambling, but a lot of people that play the lottery and win, they go broke real quick because they're not prepared to handle finances. They're not prepared for it. So we got to get prepared. Sometimes somebody say, get prepared. Oh, for prosperity, because God does want to prosper you in every area of your life. Psalms 37, verses 3 through 5. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Amen. In the TPT translation, it says, keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure. Feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust him along the way, you'll find he pulled it off perfectly. Amen? So in that scripture, we see there's a lot of things that the Word of God is telling us to do so we can see the blessing, the prosperity that God wants to put in our lives. We got to trust. We got to do good. We got to do things the way He says to do. We got to delight ourselves in God. Our greatest delight should be God and the things of God. Coming to church in times of prayer and times of worship should be our greatest things we desire to do. That takes cultivating your heart. That takes preparing your heart and mind. It ain't just going to happen. A lot of times when I first got saved, and most churches, and that's still true in some places, but we're going to say it's changing here, that there usually were more women in church than men. Back then it used to be because the population was that way too. Today it's not that way, but we're going to have more men than we got women in this church. Amen? Hallelujah. Because we need men. Amen? We need somebody to lift all it. No, I'm just joking. But I would be in church as a young convert, you know, born again young man in my teens. And I'd see during worship time, and there's nothing wrong with this, but I'm making a point here. I'd see all the ladies, they crying, you know, and just worshiping Lord. I don't feel like crying, you know what I'm saying? I didn't cry as a kid, you know, I don't know why. Probably because I was a middle child, so if you skint your knee, you just got up, brushed it off because there wasn't nobody there to, you know, because most kids don't cry until somebody goes, oh, baby, you know what I'm saying? And then they start crying, you know. Some of it's trained. Some of it is genuine. So there's nothing wrong with crying in worship, but the Lord also told me you can cry and not really be worshiping. Come on. The key is that you just really worship me from your heart. And cultivate that, what you're thinking, and what you're letting get into your spirit. Amen? Amen? So we just really need to prepare our hearts for a lot of things, and that's what I want to try to get to today, but we're getting there. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's skip over a few things. So some of you, I was going to try to do a little more review, but for time's sake, you're just going to have to go listen to it. Online at stldreamcenter.org. Amen? Hallelujah. But just like we said about preparing to prosper financially, that there's some things you need to do, practical things in preparation, like getting a budget, getting a spending plan, you can do the same thing when it comes to prospering spiritually. Keep a diary for the next week, how much time you spend reading the Word of God, praying, or listening to some good spiritual teaching. You can include church in that. Amen? Just see really where you're at. Sometimes we can trick ourselves that we, you know, we're doing it, but we're not. Amen? I heard one minister say that he had been preaching and teaching for a while and was asking God why his finances weren't doing better, because he believed God would prosper him. And the Lord said, you're not tithing. And he wasn't. And he realized he wasn't. He was hit and miss. Sometimes he would tithe, but if he, you know, baby needed a new pair of shoes, he'd go get the new shoes. Come on. If he wanted to go eat out, they went and ate out. So he made a commitment. Somebody say commitment. We want to talk about that a little bit. And that's one of the things that Psalms 37 is saying, that if we want to see the prosperity of the Lord the way he wants to do it, we have to prepare our hearts and minds to make commitments. You have to be committed to some things. You can't just live willy, you know, nilly-willy. You can't just do whatever comes and expect to prosper. I mean, a farmer will not prosper if he goes by the weather and say, oh, it's cloudy today, I guess I won't go work out in the field. Come on. Come on. He can't just, he has to be committed. If he's going to have a harvest, he has to be committed no matter what the weather, no matter what the temperature, no matter what's going on. He's got to go out and plant. There's a time to plant. And if he don't get it in the ground, it ain't going to have time to come up. Come on. He's got to prepare the soil before he plants. And then when harvest time comes, he can't wait. He has to go harvest when it's harvest time. That takes commitment. That's a quality decision that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. You've got to prepare your hearts. We do with, now I will say this, disclaimer. You can't do any of the things I'm telling you on your own. You need God to help you to do it. To be committed, you need God to help you to be a committed person. It's not just willpower. You need the Holy Spirit helping you. Come on. Not in your own strength to try to do these things. So that means that there's a certain degree. We're still talking about preparation for prosperity. So we're mentioning a lot of things on the fly here, and I'll try to review them before we go so you catch them. But one we just mentioned, catch it. This will be on the test, okay? Commitment. You have to cultivate commitment, being able to commit to things, to prosper. You have to walk in humility, because you're not going to be able to do the things that necessary to prepare for prosperity without God's help. You need God's grace. Grace is not something that covers up your sin. Grace is God's willingness to give you his ability, his power to love, to forgive, to be committed. Come on. To show up on time. Come on. To do what you're supposed to do. And you only get that kind of help is when you walk in humility. You humble yourself and say, God, I need your help. Come on, I need your help. Just because you got a degree, that don't mean you don't need God's help. I mean, when I was in sales, I understood the selling process. I had been doing it for 30, 40-something years or more. I understood the selling process. I could teach it. Come on. I could line it up online. I knew the product. I knew whatever I was selling. I knew. You follow what I'm saying? I knew some stuff. But every day when I got on that sales floor, I said, God, help me. Give me wisdom, what to do, where to be, what to say. Give me discernment to know who's just wasting time, just kicking tired, waiting for a pizza across the street. Come on. Yeah. And he would. He'd give me the right questions to ask. Hey, what brought you in today? Oh, I'm just waiting for a pizza over there. Oh, yeah, they got good pizza. What are you okay? It's time. I'm going to give you my card, and I'm going to get your name and number. But you're just here for, you're getting a pizza, so you ain't here to buy a car. Amen? Amen. So we find a lot of times that God, he does preparation. We talked about it in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 last week, where God had to prepare the hearts of the children of Israel before they went in to take the promised land, because he had to prepare them so that they would trust him. He had to prepare their hearts. Amen? So if you have your Bibles, yeah, we may have to come back to some of this next week, but we're going to get into what we want to talk about today. Yeah, let me mention this. Your tithing and your giving is a Christian discipline. Now, when I use the word discipline, I don't mean a spanking, okay? But discipline in Scripture, when you most times see it, it talks about training. Somebody say training. Or you can say preparation. So you're learning to give your tithes in honoring God, and giving generously prepares your heart to handle true prosperity. Come on. So if you're not a tither and a giver, you need to become one to prepare for the increase. In Matthew 19, verses 21 through 22, it says, Jesus answered him, "If you will be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven, and come be my disciple." But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had great possessions. And if you haven't read the story before, go back and read the whole story that led up to this verse. But in a quick synopsis, it was a rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked him, "What can I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus had to prepare his heart to receive it, because the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, discerned what was going on with the young man. And the young man said, he told him, "What commandments do I have to keep?" And Jesus said, "You know, love the Lord your God, you know, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal." He said, "Oh, I've been doing that since my youth. I got that." And he said, "Yet you lack one thing. Go sell all you have and give it to the poor." He wasn't telling the young man, "You can't have money." Because if you read further in that same chapter, the disciples, Peter, asked Jesus, said, "You know, Lord," because Jesus made the statement, he said, "How hard it is for those who are rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven." And Peter said, "Lord, and who can be saved?" Because see, these guys were all businessmen. They used to having money. A fisherman, a doctor, a tax collector, come on. They had money. They used to having money. It's not like religion paints the disciples as, you know, beggars and broke. But Jesus said to them, "What I'm telling you," and I'm paraphrasing for time's sake, "is that it's hard for those to put their trust into kingdom business and the way God does things when they have trust in money. You have to prepare to do things God's way by relinquishing or doing away with your way of doing things. You have to prepare your heart to trust in God and his ways of doing things, and not put your trust in you and your way of doing things. Otherwise, God cannot prosper you the way he wants to prosper you. God doesn't care about you having money and success and possession. He just don't want it to have you. So your exercising of your faith to honor God with the tenth, it's not the law, it's just a spiritual principle. How do you honor God? You give him something. He don't need the money, but he needs your heart. And God knows where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So when you put your treasure in him, then he has your heart, and your stuff doesn't. And now you have prepared your heart in the areas when it comes to finances to give. Come on. You've prepared your heart to honor God. Now you've prepared your heart that God can prosper you. Come on. Because he's not going to prosper you if you're stingy and a selfish person. He's not. He's not. Now, you can find other ways to do it. You can work two jobs and three jobs. But if you want God's prosperity that has no sorrow, no toiling for it, come on. If you want the blessings of the Lord financially, you've got to prepare your heart to receive it. And you've got to learn how to tithe and be generous. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Amen. In Luke 16:10-12, it says, he who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. He who is dishonest and unjust in very little thing is dishonest and unjust also in much. Therefore, if you are not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, who will entrust to you true riches? And if you have not proved faithful in which belongs to another, whether God or man, who will give you what is your own? That is the true riches. If you want to prosper spiritually, you got to prepare your heart. Come on. You got to cultivate your heart. Come on. To put your trust in God in every area of life and not yourself, not the system, not the title loan, not the bank. Come on. Not just getting a raise. God wants to do far above what you could think or imagine when it comes to finances. He's looking for a receiver. He's looking for someone who can be trusted with more. And the money test is your giving, your tithing, and your generosity. As we said earlier, money is an amplifier. If you're stingy with a little money, you're going to be really stingy with a lot. You're not going to be more generous what you get if you get more money. If you're generous with a dollar, come on. You're going to be really generous with a million. Come on. That's just how it works. And you can't fool God. You can't snow God. Come on. He knows what's going on in our hearts. But you can ask God for his help to prepare your heart. And he needs us. We're co-laborers with him. What he wants to do in the earth, he does it through his body. And we're his body. Amen? Amen. Woo, glory to God. Another thing you can do, we talked about preparing, getting prepared for prosperity. We talked about trusting God. We talked about commitment to God. We talked about humility. Another thing is, and we've talked about it in other teachings, but it bears mentioning here, is spending time meditating in God's word. This will prepare you for prosperity. Changing the way you think will prepare you for prosperity. Because you got to learn how to think how God thinks. You got to think God thoughts. And you can. We say, what about the scripture preacher who said, our thoughts aren't, or God thoughts ain't your thought, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That was talking about before salvation, y'all. That's Old Testament, okay? They weren't born again. We've been born again and we have his spirit. We have his DNA. Our mind, we have the mind of Christ now. Our minds are under the influence of the Holy Spirit if we yield it to it. You can resist the Holy Spirit, even being saved and born again. But I submit to us today, we're a house full of folks that we're going to yield to the Holy Spirit. We're going to have the mind of the Holy Spirit. We're going to think God's thoughts. But part of our part to prepare to have the mind of Christ, to think God thoughts, come on, is we have to take out the time and spend time of meditating in the Word of God. Amen? I say, if you don't hit the gym, if you don't do these things, you won't be prepared for the opportunities God's going to send your way. I submit to you the number one reason, and I said number one, is it number one, Lord? One of the number one reasons that we don't see manifestation of all that God has for us, spirit, soul, body, relationships, and finances is because of lack of execution. We don't do what he told us to do. That's one of the number one reasons. It is. I've seen it when it comes to healing. I've seen it. You tell people, do this, do this, do this, and they don't do it. Say, get in the healing scriptures. Get them in abundance in your heart and abundance in your mouth. They don't do it. They just don't do it. They just saying, you know, God's just going to heal me. He does that sometime. But as we grow up, we have a part to play. We have the power of authority in our lives. We control the switch of faith. And one of the things that keeps the switch of faith on is your time, my time, we spend meditating in the Word of God. The measure of thought and study, Mark 4:24 says in the Amplified Classic, the measure of thought and study that you give to the truth is the measure of virtue or power that comes back to you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Well, we got about 10 minutes here left. Let me say this. We do have to just trust God and really do what he tells us to do. One of the reasons we don't see prosperity is because we quit too soon or we don't ever get started. So another component of preparation for prosperity, to succeed, to do well, as we said earlier, is commitment. Commitment means to give and trust, put into the hands of our power of another, to entrust with. To commit oneself to do some act or make some declaration which binds the person in honor, in good faith, or consistency to pursue a certain course of conduct. We need to make a commitment to do the necessary things to prepare for breakthrough. Anybody need breakthrough? Amen. Come on, anybody need success? Anybody needs to hear clear from God? Come on. Then we have to prepare for breakthrough. We have to make the commitment to do the things necessary to be prepared for it. And going over it again. Well, I'll review a little bit later because I'll review here. I'm trying to skip over some things but not leave out too much because of the clock here. Number one, just quick review. We talk about you got to know where you are. Hebrews 4:12. You need to get in the Word of God. I won't read it, but you can write it down and go read it yourself. It talks about the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing between the soul and the marrow bones. It analyzes, the Amplified says, the Word of God will analyze your heart. Just like we talked about putting together a spending plan for finances that you need to write down a diary. You, my brother, my sister, talking to myself too, you need to get before God and know exactly where you are spiritually. So that you're not deceived or tricking yourself, that you think you're here and you're here. Come on. The number one thing we need to do to prepare for prosperity, the God kind of prosperity, is you need to really know where you are. Wherever that is. Amen? Number two, we need to practice the wisdom of preparation. And we talked about Proverbs 6:8, taking a look at the ant. Even though the ant don't have an overseer or a boss, it prepares for the winter. I used to catch bugs and look at bugs. I was a boy, okay? I'd look at these ants and I'd watch them, boy. They'd be a line to go in here and they'd be bringing food back and they'd be carrying all day long. They just working. Come on, they're preparing for the winter. They're stocking up their food. Some of us just la 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 spend everything we get, don't save a dime. Come on. We borrow and borrow and borrow to every penny we get is going out that comes in. And then we're not prepared to get new tires. We're not prepared to seize an opportunity. Somebody has a house they would sell you, and it's the right house, and you could handle the money, but you're not prepared. Because you're not taking the lesson from the little ant. Amen? So we have to practice the wisdom of preparation and not ignore it. Living by faith does not exempt you from ignoring just basic things of preparation. Come on. I mean, you know, give you an example. I was in Walmart last year around February, March, and they had a whole bunch of salt, snow melt, ice melt, big old Gaylords of it. And they had it on sale for a dollar. I loaded up. I got so much salt in my basement now, I could bring some in here. So don't start calling me for none, okay? Because I'm prepared, okay? Go get your own lamp and fill it up with oil, okay? Okay, let me get off of that. I already gave some away. Amen. Make a commitment to the necessary. Okay. Third, we talked about commitment. And that's Proverbs 16 and 3. Committing your way to the Lord. And we'll pick up here. I thought we'd get here to today. But I'll just touch on it before we leave. One of the number one things we have to prepare to have God's kind of success, God's kind of prosperity, the way he wants us to prosper, to where we become enviable. People look at us and wish they were us. Come on. That we're prospering not only financially, that's included, but we got such good relationships. How will they know we're his disciples? By the love we have for one another. That's not going to happen automatic. Everybody that get born again don't automatically something just walk in love. You got to prepare your heart to walk into God kind of love. Like we read the confessions today. That's an excellent way of preparing your heart for different things. You getting ready to go pray? Prepare your heart. Another way of preparing your heart is remind yourself of who God is and what he's done for you in the past. These are things that help. Testimony service, we need to bring it back, but, you know, we kind of stopped it because people didn't testify. They start preaching or start talking about what the devil did. You know what I'm saying? They didn't testify about the goodness of the Lord. Come on. They didn't stand up and say, my God is a savior. He delivered me from hell. Come on. He healed my body from ulcerative colitis. Come on. He's given me job after job after job after job. He's increased me more and more. Come on. He's blessed me with a wonderful God-fearing wife that my heart safely trusts in. I didn't do any of this. God has supplied me and prospered me more and more. Come on. When you remind yourself and bring to your memory and your imagination who God is and what he has done, it prepares your heart to trust him, to receive the kind of prosperity he wants you to have. Amen? When people wake up in the morning and they happen to fall into some kind of sin, they don't usually, most people don't wake up in the morning looking for ways to sin. It's usually because they got up and didn't prepare their heart to seek the Lord or to love the Lord. They went out the door and weren't prepared. They didn't prepare for spiritual prosperity. Amen? I mean, I've known a lot of people that loved the Lord at one time and were excited about the things of God, yet they grew cold and in many cases, they completely left the Lord. And some of you may know the same situation. The reason that happens is because they didn't do the necessary things to prepare their hearts to seek the Lord. They didn't fix their heart on God. They just drifted. Come on. They didn't make the commitment to do the things necessary to prepare their hearts. Like I said, we're going to stop here for time's sake and get back with you. But let me give you some things to meditate on, some highlighters about preparing your heart. One thing you got to do to prepare your heart for the prosperity. We're talking about preparing for prosperity, and one component of that is preparing your heart. We talked about a little bit about preparing your finances, getting a spending plan, knowing where you are, so that when God gives you more, you're directing whatever he gives you more to the right channels. Come on. because you got to plan for your money before you get it. The same thing is true when it comes to spiritual things. You can't wake up every morning and not have your heart fixed on God. David said, Lord, I hid your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. When Joseph and Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, you know the story? He said, how can I do such a wicked thing before my God? His heart was fixed. Another word for prepared. Come on. His heart was prepared on what he was going to do. You can't prepare what you're going to prepare. You can't wait till the situation comes in front of you to decide what you're going to do. You have to prepare before, decide before the temptations come. Decide before somebody tells you off and cusses you out. You have to prepare how you're going to respond or react before it happens. And that's where it comes, hiding the word of God into your heart and meditate in the word of God. Amen? And you have to make a commitment to what you will and won't do. You have to walk in humility. Amen? And you have to prepare your heart by testifying before others and yourself of the goodness of God. Amen? And as you do that, you put yourself in a position, you're prepared for everything that God wants to do this year. Come on. If you don't, you're going to respond wrong. The very person that God was going to use to promote you, to bless you, you give them no time or you give them a bad attitude. The devil will see to it. And you just miss your opportunity of the blessing that God wanted to come your way. Financially, we're talking. Because you didn't have your heart fixed or prepared to do what God would tell you to do. There is a devil. And he's a crafty, wily thing. He ain't stupid. He's evil, but he ain't stupid. He knows what button to push in your life. Come on. But when you hide yourself in the things of God, when you prepare your heart to do what God says do, when you commit your heart to live the way God says to do, when you humble yourself before God to get his strength and his help, come on, when you renew your mind by meditating on the word of God to think God's thoughts, you are prepared, come on, to prosper, and ain't no devil in hell can stop it. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. If that was for me, it'd be all right. I said, give God some praise this morning. Amen. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hope you enjoyed that message. If you live in the St. Louis area or ever plan to visit, we'd love for you to join us at one of our services at 4324 Margaretta. Be blessed. We hope to worship with you soon.